Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yeah! Here we go. Checking in at
number 5.
Hillary Clinton in Iowa today is saying the difference on the Democratic side pales in comparison to what we're seeing on the other side.
We both have had a chance to support legislation to try to rein in the gun lobby. President Obama and I were both in the Senate, and we voted no. Senator Sanders voted yes. That is a big difference between us.
You can tell that she's losing her voice there because she's talking so much and campaigning so hard in Iowa. The latest poll CNN just put out an hour ago, Bernie Sanders ahead of her 51% to 43% among likely Iowa caucus goers.
Oh boy.
No. That's not good.
No. She's going to lose in New Hampshire
by like 30 points ahead.
Gigantic number.
But I think they've all but conceded that and felt like, okay, that's his backyard, you know, whatever, but this is Iowa.
So she's got to go to South Carolina and win, which she probably will do, but that's her firewall. She's got to win in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
The problem there is that... You know, and then and she can do the whole, well, wait for the big states, which is probably going to be where she does. But
right.
But there's a momentum killer. It's Rudy Giuliani. It's now called the Rudy Giuliani rule, where he waited when he was running for president. He didn't care about Iowa and New Hampshire. He didn't even campaign there. That I don't know who needs the time. I'm going to spend my time in the big states. And then by the time he got to the big states, his momentum was lost. And it is what it does, the importance of Iowa and New Hampshire, even though they're relatively small states and Iowa, it's a caucus, so it's a very different system. It's really critically important because as we learned, you know, it was interesting to listen to the governor of Iowa talk about this and also some of the political directors for these campaigns talk about it. In Iowa, everyone gets to see the voters, the caucus goers. They all, as part of their job as caucus goers, delegates essentially, they go out and they see the candidates multiple times because that's how it works.
Well, it's a small enough state, too. You can really press the flesh and get to meet people and, you know, and get to talk in small groups if you want to.
And the point of that is that they get a read on these people. They get a read on watching them in person, which no one else gets to do. It's a really unique, interesting process. And that's why it's easily dismissed.
But that poll is making big news this afternoon because it shows Sanders with a commanding lead and outside the margin of error, 43 to 51 Sanders. That's the latest poll.
Boy.
Of course, Clinton has a huge ground game. She could still take Iowa, but that is what the poll is saying.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen anything like it. And I bet some of you could join me in saying that. I mean, one party is becoming defined by paranoia, prejudice, and greed. Whereas the other is focused on creating good-paying jobs, holding Wall Street accountable, delivering for people, and that's why I'm proud to be a Democrat running for the presidency.
It'll be interesting to watch, and we will be there, right, at the Iowa caucus.
Yes, we will.
Bringing it all to you.
Exactly.
Colorful place.
That's why I'm sucking up to them right now.
All right. I like it.
Checking in at
number 4.
In an interview with Don Lemon, Donald Trump says it's Tony Perkins' fault that he said 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians during a speech at Liberty University this week. A mistake that raised questions, of course, about whether or not Donald Trump's ever even touched a Bible before.
Well, I think it's okay. I think it was fine. You know, we've had a number of people, and my mother was from Scotland, and in Europe and in the UK, they actually say 2. They say 2 Corinthians, and a number of people have pointed this out. And it was not a big deal. I'm surprised you're even asking the question. It's a very small deal. But a lot of people in different sections of the world say 2. And I've had many, many people say that, to me.
So this is the old...
Don't you just say I kind of messed up there?
No, he's blaming
it. The Scottish way of saying it?
He's blaming it on the whole, you know, because his mother was born outside the United States, which makes him not an American, apparently.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's come to this. Apparently, also, Don Lemon asked him if he was uncomfortable during the Sarah Palin speech, because a lot of people were saying he looked kind of uncomfortable, didn't he? Sort of standing there with the same look on his face, and he just said, no, not at all, but it was a little bit long. Very good speech, a little long. A little long.
Wait till these two. This is the beauty of this pairing, uh-huh. The Wonder Twins uniting here, is that neither of them take any crap from anybody. They're the same person. They both have, their minds are completely caught in the, I'm right all the time. Don't tell me what to do. When Sarah Palin didn't want John McCain telling her what to do, imagine when Donald Trump tells her what to do.
Imagine going rogue on the Donald Trump campaign. Really fascinating.
Now, this is interesting. Don Lemon also asked him about this. I find this a little hard to completely track, but somehow now the narrative between Donald Trump and Sarah Palin is that the reason that Track Palin, the son of Sarah Palin, has been arrested for domestic abuse,
right,
it's Barack Obama's fault.
Right. She's blaming Barack Obama because he's a veteran and he has PTSD.
Right. And that horrible services by VA and medical services in the military and all of that.
It's a bit of a stretch, wouldn't you say?
Now, you know what's interesting? Donald Trump told Don Lemon it all starts at the top, so ultimately everything is his fault. So, I mean, that's, I guess, a little bit of cover. But the issue here is, and this is not to forgive Barack Obama, he's been president for 8 years, and the VA system is in disrepair and does need to be fixed. But it was in disrepair for many years before that. It has actually been in disrepair for decades in a lot of respects. Some things it does well, others it does not. And it is not properly, and I don't think that the United States, and when the Pentagon gets its budgets slashed and their weapons, and you know, they don't like to lose their weapon systems because the military-industrial complex doesn't want to lose the weapon systems. There's a lot of jobs and money associated with that. And they also do want the best stuff. I mean, it's a complicated math here when you stop and you think about it. But you know, if they're going to cut weapon systems, they cut the VA too. And it's really, it's been very, very, very hard. And we waged a war on two fronts. Mm-hmm. That's an expensive undertaking. Now, to blame it on Barack Obama is, it's a tinier kind of thing to say.
It into a political argument when it really is a personal thing. I mean, he beat up his girlfriend. There was an assault there, and it may be partially derived from PTSD. I have no doubt that it may not be.
Yeah. So, but seems a little weird. But it seems like exactly the sort of thing Sarah Palin would say. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. Top 5-5 continues at
number three.
Go. Bruce Rauner was joined by his legislative lieutenants today as he announced his support and the support for a Democratic pension reform proposal in his biggest show of bipartisanship yet. Rauner said he believes the proposal has potential. There's no ing in that, so I don't know how to pronounce it. Unlike the reform bill that was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court last year.
In order for President Cullerton's bill to be constitutional, salary increases have to be taken out of collective bargaining. This is a key point. Salary increases come out of collective bargaining. And then so the union has nothing to do with it in the future. And each individual employee makes their own choice. Do they want their salary increases in the future to be pensionable or not? It's their choice. It's not the union's choice. President Cullerton has agreed with that. That is necessary and a requirement or for this to be constitutional.
Yeah, but then by noon.
Didn't turn out that way.
Yeah.
No deal.
Cullerton was like, what are you talking about?
I didn't say that. What is me?
I don't know. Who is that guy?
Who was he talking about?
Yeah. So
he said, that's not what we discussed and not what I support.
So it was all exciting and then not so exciting. Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Number two.
Will Smith says he was surprised by his wife when she came out with the online video saying that they were going to boycott the Academy Awards and calling for more diversity in Hollywood. But today now Smith says he won't be going to the Oscars either, because he wants to be a part of the solution. They're among a growing list of celebrities criticizing the awards as Oscars so white. And
it's hashtag Oscars so white.
Yeah. Can you imagine going the other way on that? That would not be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. After non-white actors were nominated for the second year in a row.
There's a regressive slide towards separatism, towards racial and religious disharmony. And that's not the Hollywood that I want to leave behind. That's not the industry. That's not the America I want to leave behind.
You think it's personal because he didn't get nominated for Concussion, but I really do think they feel it's larger than that. I mean, if you look at it, you know, you've heard about the Oscar voters, right, who votes for them, and that there is a problem there. It's 94% white, 77% male, and largely like 75% over 55. It's a pretty homogenous group picking. It's not to say that they didn't pick the very best actors and actresses and movies this year, because that may be from the pool they had that they did. But that kind of there's a problem in Hollywood. I mean, wouldn't everyone agree there's a little bit of a problem in terms of casting and parts and roles and how films get green-lighted.
Yeah, but it's a business. And
this may change the business model if they see that there's enough pressure, social pressure.
But social pressure is different than green pressure. It's not black and white, it's green. If they're not going to make movies, they're going to lose money in large part, unless they're vanity projects or just designed to get an Oscar so that you can sell something else. I mean, that is just the way it is. AMPAS, which is the organization that puts on the Oscars, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has there's a black woman who is the president of AMPAS.
Right.
Right. This is not really an issue of like they're having a conspiracy over at the headquarters of AMPAS to keep black people off the off the rolls here.
No, I don't think they.
But that's the argument. Otherwise, it's voting. What are you going to do in voting? You know, and it's not like you're going to get. I don't know what the solution is, because anybody who's in a movie can join AMPAS to become a voter. I don't know. I do think it's sort of like. They got their feathers ruffled. The Jada Pinkett Smiths got their feathers ruffled here, and it's I don't know.
More and more black actors saying they will boycott, or at least saying they won't show because Spike Lee said he's not really boycotting; he's just not going. And now,
well, Spike Lee's very Woody Allen-esque about that too. He doesn't always go.
Chris Rock is getting increasing pressure to not go as well. Tyrese and 50 Cent, the latest ones to say don't. Show up, man. We have respect for you, and don't be part of this.
Okay.
So that's what's happening.
All right. No one agrees with me.
Number one.
Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy replayed a clip of Donald Trump's tiny cheerleaders, the USA Freedom Kids. In it, three kids dance while the singing lyrics, President Donald Trump knows how to make America great, great. Deal from strength and get crushed every time. The clip of them has gone wildly viral. Jimmy formed his own group of youngsters now because he would like to help Jeb Bush.
He's pretty good. He's okay. He's just a normal guy like a librarian. When you cast your vote, consider Jeb. Jeb is an option. Voted for his brother anyway.
All right, that's enough of that. Okay.
Kind of hope that's the last of the Freedom Kids videos.
Yeah, one would hope. All right, you want to play News or Ruse? We need three contestants, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And this is the second week of the Bowl of Super News or Ruse. in which people are competing to win an amazing package. Mm-hmm. Plus, the runners-up today are getting Billy Joel tickets. How about that?
Wow.
At Wrigley Field.
Those are some prizes right there.
Yeah. Tickets go on sale, by the way, 10 a.m. on Saturday through Cubs.com/Billy Joel for the Billy Joel concert. All that's coming your way after Judy's News in 2 minutes.
The top five at five.